From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is up for review in 2026. Chad Smith tells us updating the agreement has the potential to benefit farmers.
The USMCA must be reviewed by July 2026. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said preparations are already underway.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office has solicited comments, all kinds of people in industry, what they think of the opportunities for changes in the agreement. Our trade representative, Ambassador Greer, has been briefing the various committees on what the objectives of the government will be going forward.
Salmonson said the upcoming renegotiations are a great opportunity to improve the agreement between the three North American neighbors.
We were not satisfied with how Canada implemented any improvements in dairy product access from the U.S. in the USMCA. We also have had problems over the many years with seasonal import surges, primarily seasonal produce from Mexico. That is what we want to see addressed when the countries come together.
Chad Smith, Washington.
American Farm Bureau Federation congratulates new chief agricultural negotiator. More when Farm Weekend returns.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval comments on the confirmation of Dr. Julie Callahan as the new chief agricultural negotiator in the Office of the United States Trade Representative. Duval said, Farm Bureau congratulates Dr. Julie Callahan on her confirmation to be chief agricultural negotiator at USTR. Her experience at USTR, the Foreign Agricultural Service at the USDA, and at the Food and Drug Administration will serve her well as she works to improve trading relationships with international partners. Callahan's Senate confirmation came by a vote of 53-43. President Donald Trump nominated her in July. She has been with the office of the USTR since 2016, with her most recent position as the Assistant USTR for Agricultural Affairs and Commodity Policy. The agricultural industry has responded to Callahan's confirmation with excitement and optimism about how she will help open new opportunities and trade for U.S. agricultural producers. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
Hey farmers and ranchers, in the hustle of the day, don't forget to tend to your own well-being. Just like you check on your cattle and crops, take a moment to check in with yourself and your neighbors. Mental health is just as crucial as the health of your farm. So let's look out for each other. Reach out, lend an ear, and remember, it's okay to ask for help. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
We didn't have much of a Christmas tree tradition when I was a kid, at least not one I remember clearly. Getting a tree usually involved heading to the corner of a pasture to find a red cedar resembling a loose imitation of Clark Griswold. Most years were uneventful. We'd haul the tree home, string the lights, test the branches with heavier ornaments, and let it stand guard over a growing pile of presents until Christmas morning. Once the gifts were open, the tree's job was done, and it was quietly removed before the new year. But there was one year. We didn't get a tree at all. Like any good family story, it started in a vehicle, a green Toyota Land Cruiser, with my brother and me bouncing around in the back. Our hunt ended when we got stuck in the middle of a pasture. Four-wheel drive didn't help, neither did a winch. Eventually, Grandpa arrived on a tractor. We went home without a tree that day. Presents piled up under a small, decorative tree instead. One we still use today, now surrounded by gifts for grandkids. The failed hunt faded, but the story didn't, reminding us the moments we plan matter less than the ones we end up telling again and again.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. And have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.